Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ang pag-access sa superannuation upang gamiting deposito sa bahay ay isang bagay na nagagawa na ng mga taga-New Zealand. Ngunit sa Australia, patuloy ang pagtalakay at debate sa usaping ito at di lamang ang bumibili ng kanilang mga unang bahay ang nais mag-access sa kanilang mga naiipong pera para pagretiro. Ang detalye sa ulat ng SBS Finance Editor Ricardo Goncalves na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ang ideya na ma-access ang superannuation upang makatulong makabili ng bahay ay nahaharap sa matinding pagtutol at maraming mga dahilan at pangangatwiran laban dito. Mayroong nangangatwiran na maaaring mahikayat nito ang mga taong bumili sa mas mataas na halaga para sa mga bahay o ari-arian, o na ang mga pondo, ang superannuation, ay binuo upang makatulong sa panahong magretiro at ang kahulugan ng tinatawag na compound interest ay mas malaking lagak sa inyong superannuation sa mas maagang panahon. Mas malaki ang inyong pondo para sa pagretiro. Ngunit para sa ilan, mahirap isipin ang pagretiro kung sa kasalukuyang panahon ay nahaharap sa mga problema. Sa Sydney, sinarawan ng bagong diborsyong si Belinda Gee ang kanyang sitwasyon.
And so I had to start all over again, unfortunately, as these circumstances, unravel. But I was a sole parent for a very long time, and having to juggle that, I didn't rely on social security whatsoever. I worked the whole way through.
Ang single mother ay may isang anak at nangungumpahan sa kanlurang bahagi ng lungsod.
But I'm stuck in the rental market at the moment, spending, close to $500 per week, whereas that could really go to a house, and I'm finding it difficult.
Anya, dahil sa lumalaking gastusin, nahihirapan siyang makaipon upang makabili ng sarili niyang bahay.
I would love to access my super. I would have enough there to actually put through a deposit. And even if it's like a guarantor for a deposit, I can get into the housing market and stop renting.
Ayon sa New Zealand-based economist Shamubal Yacoub, habang patuloy na tinatalakay ito sa Australia, may ilang taon nang ginagawa ito sa New Zealand. Ang pag-access ng super para makabili ng bahay.
So it's been going for about 5 years, and you can essentially draw down what you have saved in your superannuation account in New Zealand. It's called KiwiSaver, and you can use that towards your deposit.
Ayon sa ekonomistang si Samuel Yacoub, ang pangkaraniwang halaga na kinukuha o ini-withdraw ay lumaki na mula 15,000 New Zealand dollars sa 4% ng tinitag na median price ng bahay. Anya, mahigit kumulang 25,000 katao ang gagamit ng pamamaraan na ito bawat taon. Ngunit kinikilala ng ekonomistang taga New Zealand na habang natutulungan ito ang mga New Zealanders na makabili ng una nilang bahay, mayroong problema sa sistema.
But the hindrance, of course, is that it adds to demand. In the last year, about 25% of house sales in New Zealand went towards first home buyers using KiwiSaver accounts. So the demand for housing, while we're not building enough, is pushing up house prices even more.
Tulad sa New Zealand, may ilang bahagi ng pamilihan para sa bahay sa Australia ang may problema sa supply. Mayroong mungkahi ang Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia Chief Executive Martin Fahy kung paano ito magiging epektibo.
I think what we could see, I think on the supply side, and we've seen some use of this, is the involvement of superannuation funds in affordable housing and low-cost housing in the form of social impact bonds. Potentially, we might be able to see a situation where if there was appropriate asset classes that superannuation could participate as institutions. But the real challenge that we have at the moment is, given where prices are at the top of the market, it's very, very difficult to tempt superannuation funds into residential real estate as an asset class. And until we see some moderation in prices, then I think it's going to be difficult to make it an attractive asset class.
Ayon naman sa Oxford Economics Property Analyst na si Angie Zigomanis, walang madalit mabilis ang solusyon.
It has to be a long, slow, gradual process, and there's probably a number of things that can be done to it, whether it's doing them all at once or in other ways, but it's increasing supply. It's perhaps moving employment out into suburban and regional areas where the jobs are closer to the affordable housing. It's improving infrastructure as well to make employment centres more accessible to areas of affordable housing. In a sort of longer term, bigger picture, you know, people talk about perhaps making replacing stamp duty with a land tax so properties can get traded a lot more freely in the market.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.